The flood threat, which prompted an evacuation notice last night for an area of Salcha, subsided some this morning. A new ice jam on the Tanana River flushed another large volume of water into Pile Driver Slough late yesterday, flooding yards and portions of the old Richardson Highway. But Salcha Fire and Rescue Chief Jim Scott-Nicky says it appeared this morning that the latest jam had released.
From the road, we're able to say it looks like it's clear and the level, you know, last night the water was up to almost to the real Richardson Highway, and this morning going by it's down about 4 feet. So until we get out there and take a look, I don't know exactly what's going on, but I can tell you that it looks like it's gone down quite a bit from last night on the Tanana.
Levels on the Tanana at Salcha fluctuated yesterday as the two separate ice jams backed up water and released. But Scott-Nicky says the large volume of water they forced into the slough continues to cause problems.
All the water that's been going into the Pile Driver Slough is still there. And there's pretty heavy flooding, and well, I'd say moderate flooding. The road in many areas has up to a foot and a half of water at least. And from Boondocks all the way down to Stringer Road, we should consider that road impassable. I would encourage people to not try to get through there because the roadbed underneath is probably very soft. So I think we're in a draining stage for now, but there is a lot of water in the slough.
Scott-Nicky says several homes are surrounded by water and that some residents evacuated last night. He says concerns remain about additional ice coming down the Tanana, creating a new ice jam and sending another wave of water into the slough.